I got involved with the Iditarod because of where I was. It's, you'd say, right place, right time, but I was the sports director at KTVA, and obviously that's a big part of what the station does, and so they said, Dave, you're going to the Iditarod, and that's how it worked. And I said, okay. I've had the privilege to cover Super Bowls and Final Fours and World Series. I've never covered dogs in snow for 1,000 miles, but I guess we'll see how it happens. And 7 years later, here we are. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because, and I'll go twofold. The occupational part is that I'm supposed to be doing it for the station, but if I wanted to beg out of it, I probably could. But I see this as one of the great opportunities that somebody could possibly have. It's just not something that you get to do every day. You're in the 48th, there's certain things you can cover, news or sports events, but there aren't very many people who can say, yeah, I got to go to the Iditarod and cover this great race with these terrific people, these stories, and everything that goes along with it. Again, I've done it 7 years, and sometimes the days come together, but for whatever reason, two things stand out. Probably about 4 or 5 years ago, we were leaving Koyuk in the morning, just as sunrise was coming up, and I was heading back to Anchorage to host for that night. And I looked out, and as the sun's rising, I remember only seeing two colors, orange and white. And it's not often you can say that you see just two colors outside. And I saw that, and I thought that was as spectacular a sunset as I've ever seen. I thought, wow, what a spot to be in right now, and we were flying to it. If you're looking for a 1A and a 1B, probably last year when we walked around with Hawaiian shirts and Crocs outside the Anvik checkpoint for a while, and that seems to have gotten some run. People keep coming up with that one, so there you go. There's two. You can pick. What I know for sure in life is that my family is my life.